guys, guys, come on. Give me a few seconds of your time. It's for the fans of the WEWA. Look, we all want to know if your match tonight will be for revenge or if it will be to prove Most Wanted is the dominant tag team in WEWA. Come on, guys. Don't you have any words for Black Knight?
Did you really think that this wouldn't happen? Did you really think that there would be no retribution? Did you really think that Most Wanted would sit idly by after what you did to my sweetheart? The answer is no. And until that point is proven, we won't stop.
Won't stop? Are you trying to tell us something, Outlaw?
Let it be known. It is Most Wanted's time to shine. Gold, glory, and pursuit of dominance. One by one, you will all become examples of the regime that has laced this organization with perfection.
Any words, Roy God?
That's right, Eddie. We just fucking stole the show. Because I keep it real.
Dakota? Outlaw, if you could send out a message to some of your competition, who would you like to address?
Take note, Black Knight, Rick Righteous, Lee Real, Tommy Rockwell, everybody, know this. No matter what you do, we are, I am forever better than you.
Well, there you have it, folks. Eddie Outlaw and his brother Roy God are not only looking to win their match tonight, but they're looking to make an impact in one of the most competitive promotions of all time. I'm Candace Hoffman, your X-Zone roving reporter, and remember, folks, if it doesn't talk about what a lying little bitch Ryan Rhodes really is, then it doesn't belong on my show. Back to you, promo.
Thank you very much, Candace Hoffman, and as you can see, folks, Eddie Outlaw is still seething from that attack on his beloved valet, Cece, at the hands of the immortal Jack Craven. But before we go to the ring, let me tell you something about Jack Craven. First, in the past, this is a guy who loved to strike the hornet's nest, and for a better analogy, instead of running, would just sit there getting stung. In 2005, Jack Craven has become more than just another old-school veteran looking to hold on to his glory days. This time around, something is different about Jack, and if Most Wanted isn't very careful about how they approach their match tonight with the Black Knight, CeCe's broken neck might not be the only thing broken when it comes to Most Wanted. Our ring is clear, so let's go to the squared circle as ring announcer Michael Stuffer introduces our next contest.
Gentlemen, this next bout is a non-title matchup and will be held under a 40-minute time limit. Entering the ring, he comes to us from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and goes by the name of Alastair Stonewall.
I honestly don't know what to make of Stonewall, because he's just not the same guy he used to be. The old Stonewall was very much to the point. Calm, cold, yet very calculated. This guy in the ring hears voices, he attacks fans, and for a better phrase, has more diarrhea of the mouth than a 2004 Rick Righteous promo. Look, when I first saw this booking, I expected to see Stonewall flexing some serious muscle in a serious return to WEWA. But the more I think about it, the more I think about Stonewall just looking like a rerun of Sybil. Speaking of former split personalities, here comes our WEWA American Heavyweight Champion.
And his opponent, he hails from Detroit, Michigan, and has the motto of Pump, Then Dump. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce to you our current WEWA American Heavyweight Champion. Ladies in attendance, get down on your knees and greet Magnum Reed.
Captain Maverick out of jail. Magnum Randall has just been teleported back to the future along with Michael J. Fox. A troubled youth with little or no ambition, Magnum Randall better realize that Jason Maverick can offer him nothing but hardship and pain. I've personally spoken to Cameron Diaz, who is Magnum Randall's valet, and she has told me before the show over the phone that she will not appear with Magnum Randall as long as Jason Maverick is in Magnum Randall's life. Now the WWA American Heavyweight Champion is at a critical crossroads in his career here in WWA, but he must first concentrate on defeating his opponent tonight. Well, folks, the time for talk is over. It's Randall versus Stonewall in a non-title matchup. The referee is calling for the bell, and here we go! Randall fires forward like a cage animal looking to use his feet, but Stonewall is quick to show his technical side, upending Randall with a beautiful textbook fireman's carry. Transitioning into an arm lock, Magnum grips his shoulder in pain, but it doesn't stop the American Heavyweight Champion from advancing to his feet. Pushing Stonewall into the ropes, Magnum tries to counter the armbar with a hard Irish whip, but Stonewall re-counters again with a quick silver-like arm drag, skidding Magnum Randall into the opposite corner. The American Heavyweight Champion shakes out his arm, trying to recover the circulation. This is a battle of two great wrestlers that we are seeing here tonight. Circling this time with caution, the two men engage in a collar tie, and Stonewall bends the rules with a knee to the stomach of Randall. Again, head between the legs and cranking Randall up by the waist. Stonewall's gonna break him in half with the powerbomb. Down onto the canvas, so Stonewall face first as Magnum Randall counters a powerbomb with an incredibly fast tornado DDT. Wow, what a move! One, two, kick out by Stonewall, and this one's gonna continue, folks. I have to say this match is moving rather slow, but that's because the technically sound Stonewall has dedicated most of the flow. With Magnum now controlling the offense, the champion leaps up to the top ropes and flipping backwards with a chest-to-chest awesome moonsault. Here's the cover and the count. One, two, shoulder up by Stonewall, and this one's gonna continue once again, folks. Looking into the ring, it appears as if neither man is suffering from fatigue. But as you well know, this could change with one extreme move. Dragging the larger Stonewall into the corner, Randall is going back up to the top turnbuckle, and he's twisting and twirling his fingers in the air. What can he be signaling for? Arching backwards and slamming down hard onto the canvas. It's the MC Pool effect. Magnum Randall just missed a shooting star pressing. Good Lord, I think he landed on the side of his head. That had a hurt. Randall is not moving, and Stonewall is seeing the opportunity for a press. Shoulders down for the one, two, three. Stonewall, one, no. No, wait a minute, folks, wait a minute. The referee is pointing towards the ropes, and it appears as if Magnum Randall has avoided a loss.
Oh, come on.
Stonewall is now screaming at the referee, but the man in stripes is sticking to his guns as well he should. Off the canvas and into the air with a vicious side slam. Rucks the spine of Magnum Randall, and everyone in attendance is completely stunned. Damn, can this Stonewall wrestler what? Turning Magnum onto his stomach, Stonewall sits into a Boston crab, and look at the pain fill up in the eyes of the champion. Magnum is reaching for the ropes, but I don't think he's gonna make it.
Magnum!
The referee is now asking Randall if he wants to submit, but Magnum is shaking his head. No! Randall wants a shot at the world champion, and if he submits, that chance of becoming world heavyweight champion would be null and void. Passing out on the canvas, Magnum Randall cannot continue, and turning towards the timekeeper's bell, Stonewall releases the hold prematurely, but Magnum holds his arm up in the air before the referee can officially end the match. Stonewall is celebrating in the ring, and I don't think he knows Magnum was never knocked down. Randall stumbles to his feet and turning around. Stonewall is knocked over the top ropes by a Randall lariat and hitting the steel stairs. A Lancer Stonewall, oh my god, a Lancer Stonewall is screaming that his knee just popped. Head full of steam and soaring up over the top rope. Randall crushes Stonewall with a high flying cross body block, and a Lancer Stonewall is now practically in tears trying to support his kneecap. pushing Stonewall into the ring. Randall twists and spins.
Whoa.
Into a spinning table. And this has to be it. Stonewall is pounding this on the canvas, telling Randall to stop, but the champion is only making matters worse by locking in a figure four. Listen to Stonewall pound the canvas, kicking back and forth on Stonewall's toe in herky-jerky motion. Stonewall is tapping the canvas. He's tapping and the referee is calling for the bell. I don't believe it. Stonewall just tapped.
Your winner of the bout by submission, WWE's American Heavyweight Champion, Magnum Randall.
Randall climbs the turnbuckle with the WWE American Heavyweight Championship belt in hand and looking back into the ring at Stonewall, who's still on the canvas. You can see the fire still burning in Magnum Randall's eyes. Magnum, don't be like Lee Real. Don't do it. No, Magnum, no. It's the air. Across the injured Stonewall. Magnum Randall alone with a high risk deliverance frog splash finisher. Stonewall has been injured. He has lost his contest, and if his injury is what I think it is, we might not see a Lester Stonewall in WWA for up to a month. What the hell is going on here? First Ben Black and Brian Rose are kicked out of WWA. Then Jake Daniels is put on the injury list by Mika. Magnum Randall right now just may have shoved Stonewall for a month, and we're only halfway through this incredible card. My God, somebody call Yogi Berra and Aflac, because WWA superstars are dropping like flies. Wow, I don't believe this is happening. Well, fans, while the medical team now continues to tend to a very injured Alastair Stonewall, let's take a break so we can tell you about our 7th annual iPay-per-view entitled Grinder 7. Let's go to the Ovaltron.